G'day, I'm Dan from Humpty Doo Barramundi. We're standing in our new stage one nursery for receiving baby fish onto our farm.
Why did you need a new nursery?
Well, there are two main reasons. One is for biosecurity purposes. When we bring in new fish onto our farm, which we do when they're juveniles, we want to keep them apart from the others until we make sure they're all good and they're not going to bring any diseases onto our farm. And the other reason is really that putting in this stage one nursery allows us to increase the number of times we can bring batches of fish into our farm. So this year we're planning to increase our plate size fish production by 300%, and this will underpin that.
Wow, 300%, so what does that mean in terms of tonnes?
So what that means is you're dealing with about 4 tonnes a week now, and we'll be stepping up through the year to 12 tonnes a week of these fish. And if you imagine, it's about 2 fish to the kilo, so we're doing about 8,000 of these fish a week now, and we'll be coming up to about 24,000 a week by September this year.
So the new nursery has got its first batch of finlings. What's happening here in front of us?
So Anthony and Laura are grading this first batch. They arrived on Thursday last week, and the thing about Barramundi is they're hungry little critters, and given half a chance, they'll be cannibalising each other. So when they're little like this, we gently grade them through a sieve-like process with parallel bars every week.
And what are you feeding them to make sure they don't eat each other?
So a hungry barramundi will be more aggressive. So they eat a pelletised food made from natural ingredients, and we feed that to them sun up to sundown at this stage. They're like babies, you know. When bigger fish don't need to eat so regularly, but the little guys, they're just always on the tucker.
And crying and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, Laura's our primary carer for the baby barra, so she tucks him into bed at night and wakes him up in the morning with a kiss on the head, but there's 300,000 of them in here, so it keeps her busy.
Where do you get 300,000 baby barramundis from?
So there are a number of commercial hatcheries around the country, and we're obviously, you know, looking to partner with hatcheries that are most reliable and have good fish which are suitable for farming. So we're really looking for an animal that's very placid, and doesn't just focus on eating his brothers all day, and one that's got, you know, good eating qualities and good growth characteristics. So, you know, we can turn out the volumes that the customers are looking for.
I'm trying to picture what it would look like them arriving from interstate. How are they transported?
So they arrive in 300 styrofoam boxes off an aeroplane. So we had 3 tonnes of air freight come in with these babies. And then we bring them in here. And it's a bit like your goldfish in a bag from the pet shop, just that we've got 300,000 of them.
Wow.
And so we bring them in. We put the bag in the tank to acclimatise them to the temperature. We try a few to make sure they're going to be fine. And then we just start letting them out into the tanks. And within an hour, they're already eating their food, and they're looking to get on with growing.
So deliveries like this, how many of them do you get a year?
So before we put this nursery in, we'd be doing 4 a year, but with this new nursery, we'll be able to increase that to 6. So that'll increase the number of fish we can put through our nursery system by 50%.
And hence that 300% of table-sized barra each week that you were talking about earlier.
Absolutely, yeah. So we actually started our ramp up a little while ago, and so this is sort of the final stage of that will allow us to really step up this market, and it's a market that's been important to us over the last few years.
So from this moment when they get put into the nursery, how long until they can end up on the dinner plate?
So for the plate size fish, they're about around 7 to 9 months. So these guys will be getting eaten around August, starting to hit maybe a little bit earlier. August, September, they'll definitely be on the dinner plate. Whereas they're for the plate size, but the bigger guys, they're 18 to 24 months. So we're talking about, Christmas next year for some of these fish. We'll be, say, dry season next year to Christmas next year.
Well, it's early days for this new nursery, but are you happy with how it's going?
Look, we did a fair bit of planning and looking at what we've learnt from our past experiences and what others are doing around the country. So, you know, we're pretty happy with how it's set up. It's a simple system, but it's one that we feel very comfortable operating, and I think it'll turn out well.
It's really cool. Thanks for showing us.
It's a pleasure, Matt, as always.